Welcome to this week's Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I am Cindy Zimmerman, and I am here at May Beef Month, Beef Day at the State Capitol. And with me is Tracy Orsburn, who is the Beefmobile Beef Wrangler. We have the Beefmobile sitting out in front of the Capitol with steaks painted on the side of it. And Tracy is the one who gets to drive it around the country, right, Tracy?
That is correct.
And where have you been? How long have you been doing this?
I started the 1st of November, and I've driven, this is state number 26 I've driven in, the 16th state I've made stops in.
Really? And now, what do you do exactly?
A majority of the time, I go to stockyards and beef expos, places where there's producers are at, and talk to them about the checkoff, where their dollar goes, answer any questions they have, get any comments, questions, concerns, and take them back to the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
Now, how'd you get this job?
I was actually an ag ed major at the University of Nebraska, and I taught school for 2 years, and this job came open, and so I decided to apply for it, and here I am.
Well, what do you think about it?
I love it, actually. You know, everybody always asks me, oh, you don't get home very often. And I haven't been home since the beginning of March, but I've been on the East Coast since middle of March. And I really enjoy it. I get to meet new people. I guess there's not a better group of people to represent than the cattle producers.
Now, you said that this was, you're an ag ed major. What's your background?
Well, I grew up on a farm in eastern Nebraska. We raised cattle and also corn, soybeans. And then I went to college, and then I went out to western Nebraska. I live in the heart of cattle country in western Nebraska, and taught school, and then I was a 4-H coordinator this summer, and now I'm here.
What are some of the questions that you get from cattle producers?
There's a lot of misconceptions on exactly where the dollar goes. There's a lot of people that, you know, at the Canadian border issue that has been in the front, they want to know what the checkoff's going to do about that. However, the Canadian border is a policy issue, and the checkoff was not started for policy issues. It was for education, promotion, and research. So just trying to clarify that helping them to understand exactly where those dollars go, because not all the time do they realize exactly where their money's going.
Now, of course, another big issue for the producers is the Supreme Court decision, expected to come down any time. What do you tell producers about that?
Well, I just I let them know that oral arguments were heard the 8th of December, and that the Supreme Court has till the end of June to decide, and then we'll take the needed steps as their decision comes out. But until then, it's business as usual. So money is still being collected, programs are still being ran.
I understand that the Beefmobile got some big awards recently for its promotion efforts and its marketing efforts. Tell me about that.
It did. It received the NAMA Award, which is the National Ag Marketing Association Award, for one of the most effective public relations tools communicating to producers in the ag industry.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it is?
I think so. You definitely get a lot of looks as you travel across the nation. It's very eye-catching. You get a lot of comments, and I think it was designed very well to be a moving billboard.
And that is Beefmobile Beef Wrangler Tracy Orsburn on this week's Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.